From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with a regional news update. First, the latest COVID-19 numbers in the Bay Area and California as of 2 p.m. today. According to the San Francisco Chronicle's coronavirus tracking tool, there are 9,587 confirmed cases in California and 204 deaths. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, there are 2,645 cases and 67 deaths. While these numbers are still increasing, reports indicate that shelter-in-place measures may be working to flatten the curve, reducing the rate at which the virus spreads. But some healthcare workers are worried that the public isn't getting all of the information. KALW's Imran Ali Malik reports.
The California Department of Public Health drastically changed what coronavirus data it's sharing with the public. They will no longer report where new cases are popping up. Instead, they will only release a total number of statewide infections each day. They will no longer indicate whether a case came from community spread, person-to-person contact, or by traveling from a hotspot. Why this change? The department released a statement saying that it's to better focus health resources on the changing needs of California communities. Over the weekend, the number of infected healthcare workers in California jumped more than 50% in one day. This was the last time these numbers were reported. The California Nurse Association is concerned that this increase reflects the lack of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. They believe that these numbers are necessary to put pressure on the government to provide adequate protection to workers on the front line. For KALW News, I'm Imran Ali Malik.
And according to a letter sent yesterday by California's Superintendent of Public Instruction, the state students should not expect to return to campus this academic year. The letter acknowledges that switching entirely to distance learning presents hardships for some families, students, and educators, but is urging a safety-first approach. For KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston.